Hello, everybody, and welcome to Aggie Bowl. My name is Brigham Haynes, but you can also call me by my other aliases, Babars or Squishy. You may be wondering, though, who is this Brigham Haynes? I am a freshman at USU. If you see a guy on campus who looks like he is completely lost on a foreign planet, you most likely found me. Oh, did I mention strikingly good looks, too? Because you might see that as well. Anyway, have you ever had that friend or knew a kid who would ask why for basically everything? Well, if not, you just found one. I love discovering new things. Ever since I was a kid, and my old man can vouch for this, I would always ask why for everything that he would try to teach me. And yeah, he got annoyed, but hey, I learned a lot, that's for sure. I love talking to people and learning their perspectives, and that is exactly what I will be doing on this podcast. On this podcast, we will discuss deep to lighthearted topics with college students and experts and gain their perspectives. Let's just say this podcast is going to be a triple threat, meaning it'll be insightful, fun, and of course, last but not least, entertaining. For our first deep, and when I mean deep, I mean like 12 feet deep, is the topic of entitlement. I feel like most of us know what entitlement means, but how does it apply to us as college students and everybody for that matter? Today, joining me to give us their insights and perspectives are Chase Red, a very good friend of mine and one of my roommates, and my old man, the coolest guy you'll ever meet.
Hey, you boys, best keep sweating out there. The more sweat, the better, boys.
But first, let me just say that I am guilty as charged when it comes to entitlement. For instance, I thought the phrase, what's yours is mine, was applicable to living with siblings, and in doing so, I got beaten up quite a bit. And when I mean quite a bit, I mean a lot. I guess my brothers aren't communists after all. And as I mentioned earlier, here with me I have Chase Red, and also my old man. His real name is Mike Wiley, if you're wondering, but they're here with me to share their perspectives on entitlement. So here they are. All right, what's up, Chase? How's it going, dude?
Pretty good. How about you?
Doing pretty good. Nice to see you. So I got a few questions for you about entitlement. Do you think college students and young people in general have a problem with this?
I feel like with college students, a lot of the people I've met here on campus, I actually don't think that that's a huge problem with college students in general. Mm-hmm. A lot of people I've met are really humble and like kind of looking out for other people. But I think with young people, like specifically I've seen this after college where they'll graduate and they'll have a degree. And they'll instantly think that that makes them super important and that they deserve like a job and everyone's respect and all that.
That's a very good point that I never thought of. How do you think we go about changing this?
I don't know if there's a specific action we can take, but I think that just through like people like trial and error in their life, right? So like maybe mm-hmm. you'll think you're entitled to something and then you'll like lose or you won't get what you want and then you'll learn. And it's just kind of that repetitiveness of basically losing that will teach you.
So you're saying like when we fail and stuff, that's kind of where we learn that we have to work for what we want, not just, oh, we get it whenever we want from like, our parents or whatever.
Like participation trophies are great, I guess, but they don't really teach that like sometimes you don't deserve to win every time and you don't deserve like that prize, you know, if you didn't earn it.
Yeah, like you're a wrestler, right? And if everybody got participation points, would you really wrestle at all? Like, would it be as fun?
Well, it definitely would decrease the motivation to keep wanting to try and get better, because if you're just getting patted on the back every time no matter what, I feel like it kind of can make you start to feel entitled and like you're important no matter what you do, like you deserve to be a winner and everything, even if you haven't put the work in.
And Chase, if you don't mind me asking, when personally have you felt entitled? I mean, all of us have this. It's not like one person's pointed out or anything. So when have you personally had this kind of thinking?
So I've had this my senior year of high school. I took a college English class and I wasn't a 4.0 student, but I was pretty dang close. And so I just always thought like, oh, I'll get good grades. The teachers want to work with me. Like I just felt entitled to having good grades, right? And so we take this is like one of the first quizzes. And or it was like a test, and I go into it and I got 19% on it.
Oof.
And yeah, rough, right? And I thought, oh well, okay, the teacher, like, I'm a good student, she'll want to help me keep my grades so I can, you know, for scholarships and just to get good grades.
Did this teacher like you, just to ask?
She did, actually.
Okay.
And but she like was like, no, I can't work with you on it. And I first I was like kind of upset. I'm like, come on, this like school.
Well, and I imagine you probably thought since she likes you that you could maybe like squeeze this in or get a better
exactly.
grade.
Exactly. Yeah. I was feeling really entitled for my grade, and it turns out that that's not how life works sometimes. And I had to eat my 19% and go from there. And I did end up getting an A, but it took a lot of work after that.
Do you think that as young people, we should improve on entitlement or no?
I definitely think that we should improve on entitlement, because you're really not entitled to anything unless you go out and earn it, right?
Yeah, except for the Bill of Rights, right?
Except for the Bill of Rights.
Yeah, yeah. We all get that right.
Exactly. But, yeah, I know. I definitely think it's important to improve on, and I know in my life I need to do a better job of it.
Well, thanks, Chase, for those remarks. And up next, we've got my old man here to speak with us about entitlement. So here he is.
Oh, wait, I told you you could call me old man when you can beat me at something.
Ouch. Oh, man, I beat you one day in Pocatello, Idaho. On a windy day, I hit a tennis ball farther than you.
Okay, I guess that's true.
Yeah, so I beat you at something, okay?
Fine. Hey, Brick, how's it going?
It's going pretty good.
Good.
I guess a really good question for the college students out there is, I know that when you, you had to work hard probably to get scholarships, right? You went to BYU, Idaho, or it was called Rexburg at the time.
Ricks College, right.
So you had to kind of work hard and get good grades throughout high school in order to pay for college because your parents probably didn't have a lot to give to you.
Yeah, my mom is, you know, expected us to do well in school, and we did. Mm. Most of us did. And so I was able to get good grades in high school and got good scholarship money, so I was able to go to college for not very much. So I worked. I took a, you know, I was a full-time student, but also worked the food, like cafeteria, mm-hmm. where I helped distribute the food and also did most of the dishes. When I went grocery shopping, it was my money.
Mm-hmm.
And as a part-time employee, I didn't make a lot, so I was pretty frugal about it.
Yeah, and I'm guessing you probably didn't want to go into debt a ton, so you're like, okay, I probably should not.
Yeah, no, it was good because I never even thought of getting like a credit card. I mean, mm-hmm. I probably could have, but at the time, not everybody had credit cards. You know, credit was more of was generally an irresponsible thing to do when you weren't working full-time and had the money to pay something back right away. And so you made do with what you had as opposed to expecting a standard of living that's higher than what your means are, mm-hmm. and then going into debt for frivolous things like that. And especially when mortgage companies and credit card companies and lenders and car companies push this narrative that, oh yeah, as soon as you graduate from college, you should just go buy all these things. That's what everybody does.
Yeah.
And then so too many kids will saddle themselves with a lot of debt right out of college or even in college, and just makes it really tough to get ahead financially. But, you know, I'm a full-time engineer and lucky enough to work at a good spot and make a good salary. And my nice car was like $4,000, and the cars that I drive around are $1,500 to $2,000.
Mm-hmm.
And I go up on campus where all the students are, and I would probably say 90% or more cars are much newer and more expensive than mine. You know, whatever they're doing, and they're making a ton of money, and they can go buy a car
mm-hmm.
with cash and have that nice of a car, that's awesome. That's power to them. But getting a loan on vehicles in college seems like a bad way.
And they just go down on value. They don't.
Yeah.
Generally, they don't. Yeah.
Yeah, it's like putting it in a savings account, this negative 20%. It's not a great place to put your money. I would say that from a financial standpoint, not having a high standard of living right off the bat and putting money in savings, making sure that you live a standard of living that is below what your means are, how much money you're making.
Mm-hmm.
And as long as people always make sure that they're spending less money than they're making and put a little bit of money in savings, that sets themselves up for being very well off financially in the future.
Well, thanks, old man, for speaking with us. That was awesome advice. So hopefully we can all start kind of changing our mentality of thinking we have to have this and that. So thank you.
Thanks for letting me come here.
You've been listening to Aggie Bowl, a part of the Aggie Radio Podcast Network. Stay tuned for the next episode, Funny Roommate Stories. And remember, stay fresh out there.